Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
When you look at Vientos and what was, you know, especially the way he was handled by Billy Epler and company, a couple years ago, but finally got an opportunity last year. I thought what we saw last year was real. Had to back it up this year with a big time performance, and obviously didn't. And we are waiting for it. Playing time taken away from Ronnie Mauricio at third base. Like all the stuff that we have seen here, and now he is starting to find it. And if Vientos is able to continue the way that he's hitting right now, like I mentioned, hitting .297 in the month of August, last 8, 10 games, look at the amount of guys that he's been able to drive in. You know, he's got a, you know, 9, 10 game hitting streak going. If Vientos is able, not the fact of the hitting streak, but the big moments, the big home runs, and show off that power, you know, he is going to be worth his weight in gold for the Mets. There's no doubt. Let's head out to Shirley, New York. It's Phil. It's the fan. What's going on, Phil?
Moose, what's going on, my brother? Hope all is well.
Everything's good, Phil. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. What a time to be alive. What a time to be a Mets fan right now. Nolan McLean has got me insanely excited. I can't wait for Tong this Friday. And I know we have 29 games left. I could be getting a little premature right here talking about this conversation, but if the playoffs were to start tomorrow, I want to hear your three-man rotation. I feel like I got to go Peterson game one. I feel like he's just been so consistent. McLean has been on another level, right? He's been on another level. I got to start him game two right now, gun to my head. I mean, I know there's more time for this decision to get made, but if the playoffs are tomorrow, the kid is pitching in these three games. And then I guess I got to go Senga. I know he's been scaring me a little bit, but
yeah,
I still trust that he can be nasty, right?
Yeah, I think you nailed it, Phil. I mean, if the playoffs started today, I think that would be your top three.
I mean, listen, if they want to find Mendoza, Moose, if they want to find Mendoza, I'm a lot cheaper, all right? I'm a lot cheaper.
Oh, stop. I mean, Mendoza, and that's where we overreact. There comes a point in the year in which Yankee fans call up this station and want to fire Aaron Boone, which is not happening. And, you know, the criticism when we've gotten to Mendoza, nitpicking on a day-in, day-out basis, a guy that came into this building, organization, obviously helped change the culture within the building, you know, had a really successful year, number one. And I get, this year there were expectations, you know, unlike anything before. The Mets are going out there, they're no longer in the teens in terms of attendance. You know, they're drawing anywhere from, based on opponent, the building was packed the last three nights against the Philadelphia Phillies, but, you know, they're averaging at home, you know, 36 to 39,000 every single home date. That's exactly what Steve Cohen wanted. And that is a reaction to the Mets going out there and adding Juan Soto during the course of the offseason. So the Mendoza conversation to me gets a little bit annoying at times. I get the criticism. I understand this is a huge baseball town and fans are very, very, very passionate, living and eating and breathing it every single day. Now, when you look at it, yeah, I mean, we'll see what Tong is on Friday night, but there's no doubt what McLean has been able to accomplish here the first three starts. And, you know, he's got to keep it going, as do the New York Mets. I mean, they really do. But like I mentioned, that fear factor, it's real. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And when you look at this team, it's not like they are not without talent and ability, and they've underperformed this season, and they're starting to find it at just the right time. And that's what you want to do. You want to be peaking at the right time of the year. You want to be peaking late August, September, going into the playoffs, into the month of October.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Now, we're a ways away. We got 29 games to go here in the MLB regular season. As we've seen here in the baseball regular season, you know, a lot can change over the given span in terms of the positivity, negativity when it comes down to, you know, a 1 to 2 week stretch. But you like the fact, and this team is starting to show that a little bit of mojo and moxie that they did a year ago. Let's head out to Stamford, Connecticut. It's Kevin. It's the fan. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, Moose. How's it going, man?
I'm doing well, Kevin. How are you, bud?
Good. I like to, for once, can we talk positive things about the Yankees?
Yeah.
Like, who would have ever predicted Grisham hitting 25 home runs this year? Bellinger, the year he's having, man, it's great. We've got two young pitchers. You're talking about Met pitchers. Warren and Schlittler are doing fantastic. Jazz, 25 home runs at second base. Ben Rice. I mean, there's a lot of positives. I just wish we could talk positives for once about the Yankees.
Well, yeah, we can. But I was drawing a comparison, and you could agree and disagree. I mean, like, I'm not, yeah. You know, everything you say, I don't need everyone to agree with what I have to say. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, right? And I'm not offended whether you agree. I don't really, you know, it doesn't bother me one way or the other, right? So
no.
If you want to look at this Yankee team and you're excited, I haven't learned anything. Like, the Yankees hit a lot of home runs. Yankees have been a bully team this entire year. Yankees beat up on bad pitching. I'm not telling you that there aren't positives. You're right. I never envisioned Trent Grisham having the kind of power that he's had. Now the question is going to be contract year. What exactly would you be willing to give Trent Grisham? And where is he in the plans if Cashman is leading this team following this season, right? Bellinger, it's been great. I thought Bellinger would be really good. Though his swing fit Yankee Stadium, you know, he's obviously been there, done that, Los Angeles, Chicago, now here in New York, wanted the opportunity. Not all that surprised and shouldn't be surprised that Bellinger's a really good defensive player. He has been. The frustrating angle with the Yankees is it's kind of, you thought, even though some of the performances have surprised you and where you've gotten it, they are exactly kind of what you thought they were going to be. Right? The Yankees are a team that, if they don't drive the ball over the fence and hit home runs, they really struggle to generate offense. I mean, that's true. Like, we can focused on the run differential and look at that and say, okay, well, look at that. Yeah, the Yankees, just look at what they were able to do against the Nats. Look at what they were able to do, you know, against Tampa in that two-game set down in Tampa Bay, Florida, you know, just last week. Yeah, the Yankees can go out there and do that. What do they do against quality teams? You know, what do they do? What happened this past weekend against Boston? You know, what's going to happen next week against Houston? What happens when they see the Toronto Blue Jays? You know, what happens when they make a mental error or have a physical error or, you know, throw to the wrong base? The stuff that we have seen that has annoyed you as a Yankee fan throughout the course of the year that keeps on rearing its ugly head.
Yeah, that drives me crazy. But I don't know. I guess I'm more glass half full than half empty. Look at G, and G's had, oh my God, I can't believe the year he has. And Fried and Rodon, I know Fried's been up and down because of the, but he's still won about 12, 13 games. Rodon leads the league in victories. I don't know. I just,
yeah, Fried's been really good. Last two starts has been really good. You know, he had a 6 or 7 game stretch in which he was pitching to a north of a 6.5 ERA. And maybe he was a little bit of worn down. Rodon has been good this year. Schlittler has been good. Will Warren has been positive. You know, I like the way Cashman went out there and attacked free agency. The frustrating aspect is, you know, the Yankees don't seem to. It's one thing, like, and I've got three boys. I've talked about them before, right? They're 12, 10, and 8, right? And it's one thing when Don and I try and, you know, teach them a lesson, and, you know, they don't want to listen. They're at that point in time where, you know, they think they know all and everything like that. And that's fine. I mean, it's just part of the growth and experience and, you know, before you, you know, get to your teenage years and all that stuff. But, you know, you'd like them to learn some lessons over the course of time and then don't continue to make the same mistakes. When you watch the Yankees, unfortunately, they like to make the same mistakes over and over and over again. And it gets rationalized and excused by the manager after games, and it makes you want to bang your head up against the wall and say, wait a second, that's not smart. Like, that's really stupid. And, you know, that can't be the case. Like, it's one thing to say it, you know, behind the scenes, and I'm not expecting Aaron Boone to go out there and throw his players under the bus after the game, but there's a way to go about doing it. Like, there might have been a point in time during your Yankee fandom where the Yankees were so superiorly talented that they could have make a mental mistake, make a physical error, not necessarily play a clean game and be...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.